Mahjong.com's weekly podcast.
You just love to hear Hanson sing, huh?
I do. I can't wait to hear it every week.
This is a good song.
It is a good song.
Yeah.
Did I sound like I didn't think it was a good song?
No, but I downloaded it from an album called Guilty Pleasures. I think that's really true for this song, because it's such like a pop whatever song, but it's good. I like it.
Yes. It makes you feel good. Which, you know, obviously there's music that you listen to for that. Then there's music you listen to for, you know, and it's good music. I think about it all the time.
I like this song.
Yes. Anyway.
Anyway, speaking of pop.
Pop.
Are you drinking? Did you play any Mahjong this week?
Yes, good segue. all I've played lately is a lot of Fight Club. You know, there's that little
Mahjong
event going on.
Fight Club. Yeah, I play, I need to play some more Ronron.
Oh, yeah,
that was weird. Why did like, Shinya ask you about the Ronron thing and not the qualifier and not me?
That was kind of funny, actually, yes. Are you playing the qualifier?
I didn't know about it.
I didn't know about it until just now, either. Well, actually, I do now, after he brought it up again, I do remember him mentioning it a week or two ago.
You didn't mention it to me. Well, I don't know why nobody from JPML mentions stuff.
I would not have met him without you, obviously.
Yeah, but even when he came in today, he just told you, not me.
It's true.
Whatever. I don't care. I'm my own person.
It's true. You are not my person.
I don't know how that happened, but somehow I'm not a ghost person.
You've totally become, well, your own person away from me anyway. I don't know if you're somebody else's person. You might be somebody else's person.
And we're really getting off topic.
Okay.
Right? Well,
like, we tried with the Mahjong thing and it just didn't work. Should we try again?
Well, it is a Mahjong podcast.
Right.
We are from reachmahjong.com.
Okay.
Your host. Sometimes updated.
Yes.
And sometimes I even put the podcasts up after we record them.
Wow. Bonus. The things we do. to introduce, in case, you know, we have some new listeners out there, I am Garth, or Garthy, depending on who you're talking to. If you're my parents, I'm Garthy. And with me, as always, is my fearless host, co-host, Jen. We play Mahjong in the Japanese Professional Mahjong League. Japan Professional Mahjong League. In Japan. And, of course, this being Japan, we play the Japanese version of Mahjong, which is called Reach Mahjong.
Yeah.
Around the rest of the world. Sometimes you see it on parlors here. They say Reach Mahjong. Which, have you noticed? So obviously, if it says Reach Mahjong, then they're telling you which kind of free Mahjong you can play. That's the Mahjong you'd be playing. Going in there by yourself so that you could play people you don't know and gamble if it were legal, you know. Because there's no gambling in this country.
You just can't talk without bringing it up, huh?
It's hard, yeah.
Yes.
I have certain things I complain about, and then I must re-complain about them.
At least we all know what your arsenal is, so we can...
Yes, you can cut me off.
You'd think I would have prepared for some of these by now. Although I do take time specifically to search for things to rebuttal you on sometimes.
Rebuttal?
Rebut you on?
Yes.
For a rebuttal to you?
Yes.
Yeah, this is your English grammar Mahjong podcast.
Yes, which I can do. We were just complaining about...
No. Not we.
We? Oh, that was just me. I want a partner, so I say we.
Yeah, that's exactly what
I don't know. I am a little annoyed lately how much English people, British people, complain about American English when they can't actually speak it correctly themselves. And like you said, I could have brought that up last week when Gemma was here,
yeah.
But then I would have been complaining to one of the British people who does actually probably speak absolutely perfectly.
And she also knows American English. And
she can speak wrong too, you mean?
No, I don't know if it's okay to say this on the podcast, but she actually likes American spelling better than British spelling.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though she will correct us with the O-U-R thing and...
I don't think she's ever corrected us. I just give her crap about the OUR. I don't think she's ever corrected my spelling.
Huh.
But then I always bring it up to her, and she's like, what? You write it like this? That's my Gemma impression. Huh. What? You write it like this?
That wasn't bad, actually. By the way, speaking of Gemma, as Gemma is now in Japan.
Yeah.
She
should come on this podcast, but we'd have to record it before the other one because of time constraints.
Or it'd have to be like a serious slumber party.
Yeah, that would work. Also, next week my parents are in town, so we got to figure out a way to do the podcast.
Holy moly. Speaking of Gemma, she is the member of our group that has actually won anything in our Mahjong careers.
Anythings.
Yeah,
speaking of good English.
She's like the European Reach Mahjong champion, like, all the time.
Yeah.
She basically owns Reach Mahjong, Japanese Mahjong, in Japan. In Europe. In Europe, yes. Europe, Japan, you know.
Yeah, I almost don't want her to play in Japan because I'm afraid.
I know. Then we have absolutely nothing to set us apart.
Yeah.
We're the crappy white players.
Anyway, we're going to work hard this year. We start league again in about 3 weeks.
Yes. We could have started, a different league this week.
Why didn't you?
I had
a job.
Friday night, or Saturday night, went a little bit longer than it really should have, probably.
Wait, so you planned to go on Sunday?
I did sort of plan on going on Sunday. And then, having not actually made it to that, then I planned on going to Fight Club. And then I just ended up sleeping all day. I did not play Mahjong when I could have.
Way to go.
Yeah. Whoops. That's what happens when you go to a soccer game with those guys.
Never happens to me when I go to a soccer game.
Yeah.
Actually, I think the last soccer game I went to was probably in high school when I went to watch some boy play soccer.
Yes. This is the tangential, Mahjong Tangents podcast. Whatever tangent we can go off on. Having started talking about Mahjong.
Okay, so anyway, I had a job, a Mahjong job on Sunday.
How did that go?
In Chiba.
In Ichikawa.
It went good. Actually, it was a Sakai group.
Oh, yeah?
And I was kind of surprised because it's actually a really small Sakai. And usually Sakais are pretty big. It's a chain of Mahjong parlors. And usually they're pretty big. They have a lot of staff. And they're really vocal.
Right.
They're like, thank you.
God, yes. Every single chance.
Yeah, they say, somebody orders a coffee, and they say, this customer ordered a coffee! Yes. Thank you very much!
Yes.
And then they bring it out and say, here's your coffee! And then, somebody will say something, and everybody repeats it.
Yes.
But this time, there were only, three staff members, and it was really casual.
Huh. Have you noticed how, especially when somebody reaches, and the person announces, Jen has reached... And then there's a 1 or 2 second pause, and then the entire staff.
Yeah.
Good luck, everybody. Yeah. Or good luck, Jen. And it's like, how do they all know the exact amount of time to? I mean, I guess.
I think they practice.
They've practiced. Yeah.
Have you ever been to a shop, a department store before it opens?
I've never been.
So all the staff stands in a circle, and they practice all the greetings together.
Jeez.
I think they do that.
Yes.
Arigato gozaimashita, and then everybody repeats, arigato gozaimashita, and then
speaking of all the things, they make a point of thanking you if you make change for somebody's point sticks, right?
Yeah.
Like, if they reach, but they only have a 5,000 point stick, and you get change out there, Garth gave us the change, thank you very much.
Yeah, it's thank you for your cooperation.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very fun.
Yeah, I was, do I get a discount on something here?
Yeah, it's a really vocal place, but this was a really small one, so...
How did they not have as many tables also, then?
Only 5 tables, I think.
Only 5 tables. Yeah. How'd you play?
I did fine. I lost the first 2 games. Uh-huh. And then I came back with, a third place or something, and then I won a couple games.
Nice.
And I got, second or something, so... I did okay.
Because, see, lately, I cannot... In live games... I'm killing it on Fight Club. Yesterday I played 20 Hanchan, and I won 10 of them. So first place in 10 of them. But in live games, I am in a serious doldrums. I cannot win a game. What do you do when you have a big long losing streak?
Like all the time, you mean?
No, but I mean, you're. I feel like you're doing really well. So, like you said, when you were at Sparta a couple weeks ago, you won 2 games.
Out of my last 4 games at Sparta, I won 3.
Okay, so you're kind of killing it there.
I got last place in the, without a single win. I didn't win a single hand. My problem is I go a lot of games without winning a single hand.
Uh-huh.
Especially usually in my first couple of games.
Huh.
And I went, so when I had my job on Sunday, mm-hmm. I went 3 games, 3 hanchan,
uh-huh.
without winning a single hand. Hmm. And then I actually won in the 3rd hanchan.
Uh-huh.
I won 1 hand, which busted the other player so I could get, like, 3rd place. Or 2nd place or something.
Uh-huh. I don't know, you know, in Fight Club lately, I cannot lose. I mean, I'm randomly putting a hand together, and oh, look at that, I win again. Whoa, gosh, I won again. You know, it just keeps happening
that
I win.
Yeah, I don't know what that feels like.
But it seems like you know what that feels
really,
like.
I have to really, really work hard for all my hands.
But it seems like in live games, you are performing pretty well, no?
No, but I really, really, really work hard for all my hands in live games, too. None of my hands, like, come easily.
Uh-huh.
If I have a hand that looks like it's going to come easily, I won't get any of I won't get any of the tiles that I need.
Uh-huh.
And even if I could reach in the 3rd draw, the 3rd discard, and someone else will reach after me, and then I'll throw their winner first ipatsu or whatever. I mean, that's how it always goes for me.
Huh.
So I really have to work hard. I really have to think about who I'm going to win from, kind of thing. Before and I can't really reach very often.
Huh. Well, enough about you. More about me. Well, actually, more about how you can help me. Getting back to my original question, what do you do to get out of the... Whoa, that's my phone being loud.
Can everybody please put their phone on vibrate?
I just did that, yes. what do you do to get out of a slump? Like, I feel like I'm in a super slump right now, and I look at, like...
I usually stop drinking.
You don't even start drinking. This is what you would do if you were Garth.
Maybe that's why. Maybe when I get in a slump, I should start drinking.
Okay, what we have is a very thinly veiled hint there to somebody in the room who might be drinking.
Didn't you do pretty well when you stopped drinking?
Yeah, but I did pretty well when I drank like crazy too. So I don't think. I don't know,
So it really doesn't matter for you if you drink or not.
If I can just get there while hammered, it doesn't really seem to be that bad a thing.
I see.
To be hungover. It's just actually getting there is the problem.
I know, lately I hear that song a lot where I've got a hangover. I've been drinking too much. And then sometimes I think of you when I hear that song.
Huh. That's funny, because I do not know that song at all.
Yeah, maybe you were drinking when they were playing it. No. I'll play it for you sometime.
I was a little ahead of the song. Or I was a little behind the song, I guess. Who sings it?
I don't know. I'm supposed to know that.
No.
I don't even know the name of the song. Is it called I've Got a Hangover?
It's not how I would identify it, but...
It's called Hangover by Tayo Cruz, which is somebody I didn't even know existed.
There you go. Is that a Japanese name?
No.
Tayo?
No, it's I don't know, but it's an American song, I think.
Tayo could mean sun.
But it's Cruz. That sounds kind of Spanish name to me.
Yes. Yeah.
It's Cruz like Penelope, not like Tom.
Penelope.
Did she change the spelling when they were married?
They were married?
Were they just dating?
I don't know. I don't remember them being married so much as dating.
Oh.
Which is pretty much.
So if they were married, would she have changed the spelling of her name? Because they already had the same name.
Maybe she should just change the pronunciation so that it goes with the different spelling.
So they're both going to be Cruiz?
Well, no. But her name isn't spelled that way, so she would have been Penelope Cruz.
Yeah, but I'm saying that. If they were to be married.
Right. So she should change her pronunciation so it was different from his.
But when you get married, don't lots of people make their last names the same?
So
you really didn't know what I was getting
Well, I mean, they could do that, but if she was going to keep her name. So they should put them together, and they could be Crud's Cruise.
Okay.
You want to
talk about Mahjong now?
I don't know.
It's so funny because, like, when we're doing the other podcast, you always want to talk about Mahjong. And then when we do this podcast, never want to talk about Mahjong.
Right now, there's just... So we don't have any leagues going on.
So people just get to listen to us go on and on.
Yes. And I had to be in America during the Nihon Open, the Japanese Open tournament, so I had to miss that. So really, like, it's just been no Mahjong to play. Ronron. There's a tournament on Ronron, apparently, this week that we just found out about.
And now you have internet, so you...
So I, yes,
allegedly could play that.
I do play.
Do you still have your Pro ID on there?
I do still have my Pro ID. I've been playing.
Because your name
lately.
Wasn't on the list anymore. Is it back on the list?
What list is there? I don't know what list you're talking about.
Pro Introductions.
Huh. Weird.
I'm going to look again right now to see if you're on the list. I'm on the list.
You're on the list?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're gold, by the way.
Not right now.
Oh, no? You fell out of gold?
I was gold at one point, but you have to play every month. So when you don't play, you drop down.
I see. I haven't played enough, apparently, to have a rating recently.
Yeah.
Where it usually has people's rating, like a little...
Oh, but the pros don't show up when you're in the game. It only shows up on your lobby screen.
Now I get it.
Yeah. Pro ratings are secret.
In case we really suck.
I don't know. It shows our win rate. It shows our win rate, or our average placing.
Oh, yeah?
On the website, so...
What's your average placing?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. It's running really slow. The website's running really slow right now, so...
Lately, since they changed the website, it's been really heavy, especially on cell phones. Kind of annoying. Dude, I just pushed my winning percentage on Fight Club back above 30%.
Way to go.
That's in four-person Mahjong, by the way, not three-person, which obviously should be above 30%.
I don't think mine's even 25%. I never win at Mahjong Fight Club.
That's really strange.
I just never win at it.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know.
I wonder, do you wonder sometimes if, like, what if they just decide, okay, we're going to make things easy for Garth, and then we're going to make it hard for Jen?
I feel like that a lot of times.
Because,
like I said, I can get a hand and reach with, like, three or four weights on the third discard, and I won't win the hand, ever.
I feel...
Oh, you're back on the site.
Woohoo! I guess they've noticed that I've been playing. I wonder sometimes, because...
Except for your average three-player placement is less than your... or more than your four-player. So you're 2.47 for four-player and 2.5 for three-player. Which is probably not that good.
Which is pretty lame. Yeah, well, except that the only time that I played three-player was when they had that tournament last month.
Mm.
And I think I may have gotten one second place, and the rest were all third places.
Except for Okawa, his average placing is third place for three-player.
That's kind of a bummer.
You're beating him.
I hope that was only one game for him. Well, I mean, so at this point, I think I've probably played four or five games, maybe four or five games on three-player.
Mm-hmm. Nice excuse.
Yes, nice excuse. But on Fight Club, I've probably got like 5,000 or 6,000 games at this point, I think. And I have won 30% of them.
Wow.
So I got that going for me.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
But Mahjong. Did you... All right. Interesting hand recently? Any interesting hands?
I don't really remember hands very well.
Really?
Huh. I almost never remember my hands.
I had one today.
Okay.
Well, it's not the hand so much. On three-person Mahjong, so we have this tournament going where they take the best two scores from... best two consecutive scores from each of your East only and East South game and three person games.
Mm-hmm.
I totally blew out the competition in the four person game, in the East South game. I got two games that added up to about 80, 85 points.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good there. Then in the three-person Mahjong, I would win a game and then I would like lose all my points. And then I would win a game, and the next game I would lose all my points again. So for some reason I could not win. And then finally I won a game, and I had like 40,000 points. I was kind of killing it. And weirdo to my right reached, and the dealer was kind of going for it, but I really couldn't read. He had tiles from everywhere. Like, first of all of his discards were from his hand. Like, he had obviously made a point of discarding from his hand every single draw. And there were all kinds of tiles in his discards. Like, it was all different suits. It was, you know, pretty evenly spaced ones and nines here and there. And after the guy reached, he had thrown one of the red dragons, and I had just gotten to one away from ready with a half flush and a bunch of letter tiles.
Mm-hmm.
And so the red dragon, I was like, well, I'll just throw this red dragon here, because who knows what, I mean, there's one red dragon out. Boom. Dealer Kokshi.
Oh,
dealer
my God.
13 orphans. Blam! Right back down to zero place. And, or zero points.
Zero place.
Zero place.
Zero place beat first place?
That's a good question.
Like weird. 0.5 place would be better than...
You'd think, yes, since you count up from the bottom.
Mm-hmm. I found my... So I'm at 2.56 for four player, which is just a little bit below you. Like you're 2.47.
2.47.
Yeah, but in three player, I'm 1.84.
So for four-person Mahjong, the average obviously should be around 2.5.
Yeah.
Average would be 2.5. So I'm a little bit better than average.
Mm-hmm. I'm just a little tiny bit worse than average.
Right.
And, yeah, and three-player, I'm 1.84. So I'm kicking your butt there.
You're kicking everybody's butt there, right?
Yeah, well, there's a few people, like 1.6 and stuff. But I don't know how much they actually play. So average for that should be...
Around two.
Two.
So obviously I'm really blowing it there. But 1.86, that seems like a pretty good...
1.84.
Or 1.84.
Yeah.
That seems like a pretty good improvement on just average.
Yeah, I'm much better three player, I think. Maybe I'm just saying that. But.
Why do you think you are better at three player than four player?
Because it's more fun. I don't know.
I think that too. It's... I do enjoy a three-player more when I'm winning, of course. I guess that's why it's more fun, because you win more. I think you have your cause and effect wrong.
You do win more because there's less players, right? So you win, like... So, like, with four-player, you would only win one in four times, but
yes.
In three-player, you can win one in three times if you're average, so... So you win more.
Fewer players does does lead to more wins, but obviously then you should win like say 33% of the time instead of only 25% like in four person Mahjong.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you win more,
which makes it more fun.
Mm-hmm.
But then you lose more too, theoretically.
Except for you're having a lot more fun. I don't know. Okay. Serious now.
Okay. Now we're getting serious.
Yeah. This is a serious podcast.
Where are you playing Mahjong?
I'm not going to play Ron Ron right now. So if you hear a sound, that's not me playing Mahjong. Ron Ron.
Well, I'm glad we cleared the air on that one. Where else are you not playing Mahjong this week?
Nowhere, because I'm going to Korea.
You're going to Korea? PokerStars is having a tournament in Korea. This week?
Should I not play four player or not play three player?
So I'm not sure. In answering this question, in what you actually want to do, I guess you should not play four player.
Okay.
Because you're a much better three player person.
I don't think you understand the question very well, but that's okay.
That's why I asked for clarification on the intent.
I'm gonna not play four player because I need to improve my score above your four-player score. I'm already beating you in three-player.
Yes. As always, basically, nothing matters as long as we are beating each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's our whole goal.
It's
really
a
matter
hard thing
that,
to do for us to beat each
It doesn't really matter
other.
That Jem is here and probably going to beat the crap out of us. She was never in the competition anyway because she's going to beat us. So obviously we're not going to obviously we're not gonna even gonna let her in the first place.
No winners allowed in this game. Okay, I think we've entertained ourselves enough for
yeah, I know.
25 minutes. Maybe we should go ahead and
wrap it up.
Yeah.
Wow, has it been 25 minutes already? Wow, that's amazing. Girlfriend is calling for me to come home.
Oh.
So yes, you don't have anywhere to play this week. Where am I going to play? I guess I'll probably just be playing on Ronron since we found out there's that tournament there. And the tutorial for Ronron is more done than it was before.
No.
Oh.
it's more done than it was when this year started.
Oh.
But.
Okay, but still, if people really wanted to get on Ronron, they could find a way to get on. Yes.
Yeah, I think I've got the bare minimum to sign up for an account
okay.
right now. So.
And there is a little tournament going on right now, so if you could manage to get to the top 8, then you get to go to a special
Is that what the special floor thing is?
Yes, it's on the special
and
floor.
And it's east-south?
I guess so, yeah. And if you manage to make it into the top 8 there, you get to go to a special playoff on
It's from
Thursday.
The 11th to the 18th, is that what it is?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
Playoff next week on Thursday. Let's see what else is going on. We start playing Mahjong again for League in two weeks. 2 weeks?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. That's right. It's still beginning of March.
31st is a Sunday, so it will be the 6th and 7th of April.
Ah, there you go. It's 3 weeks.
We'll be on the 7th of April.
Oh, yeah.
The really good people will be on the 6th of April.
Yes, and even the crappy people end up even
oh,
later.
That is not
the sound of Ronron
sound
starting.
Of playing Ronron.
Let's see,
I
what
mean,
else is going Oh,
if you play Ronron, it might make similar sounds, but that doesn't mean that.
sometimes we just like to hear these sounds.
Yeah. I mean, just it's sound effects for a Mahjong podcast is what I'm doing here.
Right. Way to hit the soundboard. If you want to get in touch with us, I am Garth E on Twitter, GARTHEEE.
And I'm Jen, JENN. Oh, no, I'm Mahjong Jen on
yeah.
Twitter. MahjongJen. And I got 1,400 followers today.
1,400?
Yeah, I'm up to 1,400.
Holy bagoli, where did you get all those followers?
I don't know. It took a long time, man.
Wow, do you have more than my ex-girlfriend now?
No.
Oh.
Well, I don't know, unless, like, a lot of people unfollowed her.
Well.
She had, like, 2,000 or something.
She's doing it anymore, because I think she's getting married. But anyway.
But she did, like, she did have one that was, like a... Long time no see tweet I saw.
Oh, really?
When I was like, am I past her yet?
Well, the competitions we have.
Yeah.
If you wanted to write a message to us, I am Garth E, GARTHE, just one E that time, at reachmahjong.com.
Oh.
And.
That wasn't me.
We're just watching a game, right? and what your address again is at reachmahjong?
JENN at
reachmahjong.com.
Yeah.
We will soon have more Mahjong to talk about, but lately it's just been, like I said, I'm sort of in a doldrums.
I'm going to play in Champions League too, I think.
Oh, yes. I can't wait to play in Champions League because I haven't had time since I had to work at the Black Lion, which is closing. Any of you who happen to be in Tokyo this week, that we're actually talking about, which is the week before St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. The day before St. Patrick's Day, March 16th, will be the final day for the Black Lion in Meguro. So if you happen to be around, you should come check it out. The institution, it's the end of an era. The Black Lion institution is coming to a close. Kind of crazy. Other than that, yes. Boy, there's really precious little Mahjong going on these days. So, get in touch with us. Maybe if you could come to Meguro a little early, we could all play Mahjong, because...
Yeah, and you'll hear sounds like this.
Except better pronunciation, of course. All right, thanks for listening. Send us some questions.
Oh, she's 1692. I can go ahead and
holy
pass holy. Her. Her last tweet was November 2nd.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ah, just a little bit more. 300 followers and I'll have her pass. So everybody help me out.
Yes.
Help me to beat Garth's follow,
follow Jenna. So we can win yet another strange competition.
Aw, man. And somebody... I mean, those are... You could say words like that.
Crazy sound effects. All right. Thanks again for listening. Not sure if Jen has our final music queued up.
I have the final music. So why don't you vamp for another 10 seconds?
Vamp?
Yeah, of course. I'm sure not playing Mahjong, so I can go ahead and...
And just start the music
start
at any
the
time.
Start the music
yeah.
anytime.
Because it's something you can do when you're not playing Mahjong.
Yes.
There it is. Taking over the sound effects. Uh-huh. All right. Thanks again for listening. And hope to talk to you again next week.
See ya.